It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the show, Donnie Football. It's a Donnie Football Friday with me out at Studio B in Monroeville.
What are you looking around for?
What is going on here, Donnie? What have you done with the place? There's no TV on. The TV, it's a big TV, so we can watch it.
I tried to turn it on earlier. It says there's like no source. It's one of those deals.
All right. We're going to persevere. This is an awesome studio, though. Even if you don't have the TV on, great people, wonderful facility. The sound is good. I can hear my own voice. Sounds very clear and deep, melodic almost. Would you agree?
Your voice sounds wonderful, Joe.
Thank you. So does yours. The Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And the 50-minute mark on the Fan coming up here, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. All right, Donnie, I've got some Steeler questions for you as we head into this game. And as you head to Vegas in the morning?
Yes, 6:30 flight.
6:30 flight, what time do you get to the airport? 3?
Probably.
So you don't sleep tonight at all?
It's going to be a couple of hours of sleep because I'm doing the high school game tonight, Franklin Regional and Penn Trafford on KDKA AM.
Yeah.
Then I'm heading out to a friend's house, a former student of yours,
Joe Smeltzer,
the Penn State scribe.
Wonderful man. Knows World Series facts off the top of his head.
Yes, he does.
From like 1947.
Very convenient, though. His parents live about 10 minutes from the airport, so that's very nice.
That's fantastic. Now, Pony said he'd move tonight. He's flying tonight, correct?
No, he flew last night. He's already there.
He was to go to bed when he got there. He was getting there at like 10 a.m. Vegas time and said he was going to go to bed to stay on the Eastern time zone club. Screw that. You go out there, you go straight out to party, right? Is that what you're doing?
I mean, yeah. I mean, we're getting in. I think we're probably going to go to a little watering hole and watch some football. It's a huge college football day.
What else would you do? What time do you arrive in Vegas time?
11. Like just after 11 a.m. Vegas time, so like a little bit after 2 p.m. here.
And that's why I'm so proud of you. You're going to go to Vegas and do it right. Here's my first question. This Fields-Wilson thing, as I'm sure you discover, you see the headlines. It's national analyst says Wilson starting. Another national analyst says Wilson great for the Steelers. Tony Dungy says the first team defense just awed by Russell Wilson. Then you read 16 other people, you know, Dan Orlovsky. Why did you go back to Russell Wilson? Justin Fields is playing well. The next national headline, Justin Fields will be the guy. Why wouldn't he? You know, that type of stuff. Here's my question for you in limits. What do you think Mike Tomlin is thinking? If you could inject Tomlin with truth serum. Does he think that man, I want Russell in a game. I brought him in here for a reason. Or is he thinking, I like what Justin Fields has done. He's my future quarterback. I would prefer just to stick with him.
I hope that he is on the side of Justin Fields for the reason being that, listen, we're looking to the future here. We think this guy can maybe get us into the playoffs and perhaps, you know, pull an set once we get there. You know, we're not really a Super Bowl contender right now, but there is a lot more of a future with a player like Justin Fields than there is with Russell Wilson. It's just facts. It's just based on the age and the ability of each guy right now. Russell Wilson into his mid-30s. Justin Fields is only 25 years old. He's barely older than limits right now. I mean, there's an opportunity if Justin Fields works out. You don't have to worry about the quarterback position for another 5 to 10 years, and maybe even longer than that, depending on how things go. Now, his play style, he probably is not going to be someone that plays for 20 years, you know, since he is a guy that does like to run it and use his legs. But I don't see how you can look at the two side by side and not be hoping that the young dude works out, because then you have a major issue solved, or at least partially solved, for the foreseeable future.
I think, first of all, I agree with a lot of what you said, but I think that Tomlin wants Russell Wilson to play at some point with this team this year. I think if Fields had taken off, like if he was the star of the game the other night and they bounced back and he was great, I think Tomlin would have no questions in his mind. But I think that Tomlin really likes Russell Wilson and wants just to see one time out there. It's not like Fields has been tearing it up. The snap issues, the fumbles, even though the Steelers have recovered some of them, drive Tomlin crazy. I think he wants to see Russell Wilson for a game. And I think he's been very careful about how he's phrased things all along. Very careful to keep Russell Wilson atop the depth chart so that this doesn't look like a benching. He's not benching, really, correct, Justin Fields, technically. He's given Russell Wilson the job that he kind of has said Russell Wilson had all along. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, and we knew, and he always is very careful about how he words things and about what he says. Something else I wondered, and I brought up earlier in the show, was if the Steelers defense had made that fourth down stop last week and they win that game, is this really even a conversation? Because then the Steelers are 4-1. Sure, Russell Wilson is getting back to where he's going to be healthy, but you got a quarterback that has your team at 4-1, and think about how different that game looks. Bad first half from Justin Fields, but if the Steelers defense makes that stop one more play on fourth down against the Cowboys, Justin Fields is the guy who led the offense down the field and scored with, what, about 5 minutes to go?
He was on the Kenny Pickett plan,
yep,
there. Win it at the end. That's a good point. But hanging over all of this is the fact that Russell Wilson has been cleared for 2 weeks and hasn't played. So maybe I'm arguing against myself here. He's been ready to... Ben played on one leg. You remember the game in San Francisco that one year?
Mm-hmm.
I get it. He was Ben. But the point is, if Russell Wilson were somebody's bona fide starter and still playing really well, I think he's playing the whole year, honestly, but definitely the last 2 weeks. How has it not been a bigger story that the Steelers' starting quarterback on their depth chart has been cleared to play for 2 weeks? This will be a third week in a row and isn't playing. So maybe Tomlin doesn't want to play, or maybe he was waiting to see, because Fields was good against the Chargers. I thought he was great, like spectacular in the second half against Indy. Mm-hmm. So maybe Tomlin's just waiting to see, wait, where is this going? And then even with that last drive, I think Fields took a definitive step back. So it's kind of hard to get into Tomlin's head right now. Where are you at with this, Limits?
I'm starting to feel that, just based off some of the turnovers that Fields has had, and I would personally stick with him, I think Tomlin is kind of looking at it like they're not scoring any points. There's a lot of the same problems that were had with the Matt Canada offense last year. Maybe Russell Wilson is a veteran quarterback who has been there, done that, had the success, and has won a Super Bowl, can change things for me. And at the beginning of the offseason, that's the guy that TJ Watt, Cam Hayward, Minkah Fitzpatrick, and many others rally behind, and they need a leader on offense. Maybe George Pickens will listen to Russell Wilson, and Wilson can get him the ball.
I wonder that too, Donnie. Like, these guys lobbied for Wilson. I wonder if Tomlin, in the end, like, again, if Justin Fields had torn it up here and built off that second half in Indy and lit up the Cowboys, I don't think anybody would have any question, not in the locker room or outside the locker room. Now there's questions, and I feel like Tomlin, I don't want to say owes it to those guys, but I think he believes and they believe, hey, let's see what Russell has. At some point, we brought this guy in for a reason. Let's see what we have here. And I think that may happen, and I think that's probably going to happen unless Fields gets this start and goes out and lights it up.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, you're kind of playing with that risk of, well, it seems like we're giving Justin Fields another game here. Could very well have a slow start. We could see Russell Wilson at halftime. You heard what Ray said. He gives Russell Wilson a 5% chance to start the game, but a 40% chance to come in after halftime. And that would be, a Russell Wilson story tale ending, perhaps. He could come in and save the day for the Steelers and get everybody back on his side. But what happens if we get a decent game out of Justin Fields? Not up a decent game and the Steelers win. I think that makes the decision that much more difficult again.
Isn't it also interesting how Wilson is carrying himself still as if he's the number one guy? He's put in front of the media again like he's the number one guy. It's a wild sort of dynamic over there with the quarterbacks. Like yesterday, it felt like, they spoke yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Both of them. It felt like they were almost, maybe they weren't thinking it, but it felt like competing quarterback media sessions. What's one guy going to say about Pickens compared to the next guy? That type of thing. How many teams in the league have two quarterbacks talking in the media every week? If a guy was a definitive backup, you don't have a news conference basically with him every week. Like Russell is still being treated as if he's the starter who's hurt, who will be back. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's where I think it is wise that Mike Tomlin never really played around with that depth chart, because like you said, and Mike Florio joined Pony and Chris earlier this week, he said they could go back to Russell Wilson and it doesn't have to be viewed as a benching. It just,
right.
QB1 is now healthy and Fields can take a seat on the bench. Now, I don't think that Justin Fields will, have his head down or anything if that happens. Because I think, maybe he has in his mind, I still have a future here. I have a future with somebody.
I agree with that, Donnie.
That could be made. I'm only in my mid-20s.
But he knows the opportunity that was at hand.
It's massive.
And I can't believe that wouldn't be a blow to him and wouldn't affect him, maybe deeply. He had the reins of this team, and he had a huge opportunity on a national stage the other night. And a chance to leave no doubt, and he left doubt. I give him credit for bouncing back with that final drive,
mm-hmm.
but he left doubt. And now, if he were to have the job snatched away from him, I think that would be a big blow to him because he had it. It was in his hands.
Yeah, and it seems like he'll get one more shot here. Wonder, even though it's not in a national, it's not a nationally televised game. In fact, I think most people outside of Pittsburgh and Vegas won't be able to even see it.
In a weird way, you just sort of described what might be the best case scenario. At least I think you did. What if Justin Fields goes out, plays pretty well, they win the game, and then he goes to Wilson, then everybody feels good. Hey, Justin, you went out on a good note there, right? We're going.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm back to Russell, but it's all good. You played well. You went, what would it be, 4-2?
Mm-hmm.
Everything's good, man. This was a step in the right direction. Behind closed doors, they're probably saying then, we like you in the future. You know, you really staked the claim here. But we brought Russell in for a reason. He's the starter. That might be the best case scenario, rather than him falling flat on his face, obviously, right? And then going to Russell. And then if he plays great, I don't think you can go to Russell. But if he plays a decent game and they win, I think everybody's happy. It's participation trophy time, Donnie.
And then what if they go to Russell Wilson that next game? Because after this one, the next one is also a Sunday night football game. They're playing the Jets, who are in total disarray.
Right.
And what if Wilson looks terrible?
Right. Are you saying that's good for Justin Fields then, or what are you saying?
I mean, it would be good for Justin Fields, but I don't think it's good for the team overall, because now you're in a point.
But at least you can say we gave Russell his shot.
You can.
You know what I mean? I think if you had a little truth serum, you don't have to inject it either, Donnie. You could put it in pill form or even in a gummy form and give it to the defensive guys. I think a lot of people want to see Russell Wilson play. They lobbied for him.
The curiosity factor is definitely there.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the end of last season. We waited, like, oh, okay, well, we'll see what Rudolph can do here, since he's just going to let it fly, and that paid off.
Somebody's clarifying that the edge rusher is Eco. I didn't know what the hell they were talking about, but there is a person named Eco. Yes, Echo?
Ecosystem.
He's in the ecosystem now. I just had a very salient point, Donnie, that I've forgotten as you were talking about Fields and Wilson. Those guys want to see him play. I believe that. Oh, and Charlie Batch, I don't know if you buy this, came out this week somewhere and said that the offense still lacks a leader. You could read kind of as a criticism of Fields, maybe not even kind of. Maybe Charlie just thinks Justin's young, whatever. Although he's not that young. He's been leading the team for 2 or 3 years before this. And that Russell could be that guy. And I would bet that the veterans on defense feel that way too. It almost felt like that was the thrust of the pitch they made for Russell Wilson, was we need somebody that we can depend on that offense, a proven winner, a veteran, somebody who's not Kenny Pickett. And that's why, hey, Russell Wilson, bring this dude in. Do you know what I mean? And maybe they still feel that way. Like the offense needs that guy, that kind of veteran presence. I think they want to see Russell Wilson eventually, if not very soon.
Do you think, going back to what Ray said, he gave the 40% chance that Russell Wilson enters the game after halftime. What percentage chance do you give?
Man, that's a tough spot. When's the last time Russ played?
Would have been like week 16 of last season.
Yeah.
He sat out the last two games.
Plus, after he got attacked by the tackling sled, the blocking sled, which turned into a tackling sled, sprung to life and became Lawrence Taylor and sacked him. Like he got like what, 2 series in the preseason,
mm-hmm.
3, something like that. That's a tough spot, man, to throw him in at halftime of a game, especially if reports are true today that he hasn't even gotten reps with the first team yet, or very little. So I don't know if Fields goes out and throws 3 first half picks, then you almost have no choice. Like if it devolves to that point. But I don't think it will. He's really not playing that style of ball. He's really not putting himself at risk almost at all. I know he almost had a pick, 1, early in last week's game. So what if the Steelers have 3 points at halftime and the offense is sputtering? I still think Fields will get the second half. If he implodes, then you have no choice.
See, I actually think they'll make the switch if they only have like 3 points or something.
How about you, Limits?
I think that they're going to give Fields the entirety of the game. See them against the Raiders struggling that poorly, but if they do, I still think they'll ride it out with Fields and then make the move to Wilson.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go 5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.